Is your business worth saving? Welcome to Business Rescue Roadmap, providing new approaches to your business, how to avoid pitfalls, and proven methods to take your business to the top. Save your business, rescue your life with your host and business coach, Stacy Tuschel.
You are listening to the Business Rescue Roadmap, episode number 115. I'm your host, Stacy Tuschel. Thank you so much for joining me here today. I have a very special guest on my show today. Her name is Elise Michelle. She's an online marketing and branding coach, a marketing professor, and a best-selling author of the book, Greatness is in the Comeback. She has over 17 years of experience in marketing, business development, and leadership training, and she's worked with hundreds of entrepreneurs in a dozen different industries, the wellness and health providers, boutique owners, realtors, financial planners, fashion designers to beauty professionals, chefs, pastors, and music artists. So wide range of entrepreneurs. Her coaching style is creative, straightforward, and easy to implement into your busy life. Elise, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here today.
Hey, Stacy. Thank you for asking me to be here.
Oh, absolutely. Awesome. Yeah, well, thank you. I'm happy that you're here. I'm excited for you to share your story with my listeners. And I always kick off the show by really kind of going back to that story of committing to win or cutting your losses and walking away. So if you could share with us what it took to get you here and what were the things that you had to contemplate before deciding, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm really going to commit to win here.
Well, I think, you know, to be honest, I've always had the entrepreneur spirit ever since I was little, from selling, you know, little things to my cousin, candy, telling them I would do their little, you know, their doll's hair and all kind of stuff. So I always, you know, we would trade off like services, okay? But it really didn't hit me that I needed to start my own business until I was downsized or demoted. Let's put it like this. I was demoted. I was department chair for a fashion department that I literally grew from the ground up, wrote the curriculum. I mean, I did everything for this department. And then one day I was called into the office and I was, basically they said, I'm sorry, you can't be department chair anymore because you don't have the right educational credentials at the time. So I went from being a full-time department chair to being demoted to a full-time college professor. And at the time it killed me. I mean, it literally killed me. But here's the best side to it. I was working 60 plus hours a week as a department chair, and now going to a full-time a professor, I went from 60 to 30, well, really 25 hours a week with the same exact pay. So that allowed me to start my business, which I was I'm an artist by heart and have a bachelor's degree in art studio. So I decided to just go ahead and see if I could start up my art business and start selling. I'm a mixed medium collage artist. And I just started to dab in it a little bit and it took off. I was getting shown in galleries and my people was asking for prints. I got a lot of commission work from it. So it started from something really bad and it turned out to be really good because it allowed me time to actually concentrate and work on my business.
Right. Great. Well, and here's the thing. It's kind of like the phrase, you know, when one door closes, another one opens, and it absolutely did for you. Yeah. So great. Awesome. Thank you. Well, I want to talk about your personal strengths. What are one or two personal strengths that you really bring to your business?
I think my personal strength is that I'm able to really break down complex things to the most simplest steps and strategies to help anybody at any learning style. And I think that's the teacher in me. Because teaching creative people, sometimes, you know, we don't always grasp the most technical things or the most mathematical things. So what I really pride myself on is taking things that tend to be really difficult for most people and breaking them down so that they can be really successful at it and can be able to retain it and use it in whatever their everyday life.
Yeah, great. Well, and we all have our own strengths, and sometimes our weaknesses can be a strength too. I mean, it depends on, you know, what you bring and how you bring it and how that affects your business.
Right. And one of the things that a lot of my clients say and my students say is that I always, they can tell that I care. about their success. And so that comes through. You know, I will spend as much time as I need to for you to understand whatever it is that I'm trying to show you or teach you.
Yeah, people can feel it. They can feel if you care and if you really want to help their business. So that's great.
Yeah.
Now, tell us about a financial mistake or lesson learned, something that maybe you went ahead and you invested in, but it wasn't the right use of your money at that time. So any kind of financial lesson you can share with us?
Well, you know, that's a really good question. And I thought about that when I saw that. And initially, I would say one of my financial mistakes is not taking coaching serious. When I first started in business, I did get a coach, but I didn't really take the session serious. I would barely do some of the homework, and I could tell that she was being frustrated with me. But now I look back on it like, you know, dumb butt, you should have really took advantage of that, because I was, you know, she was giving me one-on-one coaching. And you know, if someone is giving you one-on-one coaching, that is very valuable time that you should respect. And I didn't take it serious. And now, you know, that was really a big financial mistake for me, and it cost me a lot because I didn't take it serious at all, and I didn't see my business grow because I wasn't implementing what she was sharing with me.
Right, and that's the thing too is, and I'm glad that you are able to see that it was you, and you weren't saying, well, it was this business coach, or I hired the wrong business coach, because you're right. It's a lot of it's on us.
Right.
We have to actually do the work. You know, they're here to guide us, but we have to implement and take action. And it is a serious investment, and you need to make sure that you're getting a return on that. But yeah, you have to do the work. So really great that you share that, because there's a lot of people out there that might be saying the opposite, going, well, I'm not really getting anything out of this. I'm not really seeing that return.
Right, right. And my coach at the time, she was very open, and I could email her, I could call her, I could text her, and I just did not, I didn't take advantage of it. And so now, yeah, but it's a lesson learned.
Lesson learned, absolutely. And you won't do it again. Correct. So great. Right. Well, I want to, before we jump into our next topic, I want to take just a quick break and thank one of our sponsors. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Audible is my go-to audiobook tool of choice, and I listen to my Audible app every day. Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/businessrescueroadmap. Again, that's audibletrial.com/businessrescueroadmap for your free audiobook today. All right, we are back with Elise Michelle. Elise, thank you again for being here. I want to kind of pick your brain on some marketing questions for you. So tell me just a few strategies or your biggest strategy right now that really helps move the needle, brings in business, gets you that visibility that you're looking for in your business with your marketing.
Hey, well, there are two things that I've implemented, and I'm trying to be, really consistent with it. And the number one thing is Facebook ads. I fought doing Facebook ads for a very long time. When it first came out, it was a little complicated, but Facebook ads have really helped move the needle for me with less work, less energy that I'm putting in stuff. It's just a little bit of money, and I saw a dramatic difference in my business. And then number two is Facebook Live videos. Oh my gosh, that has been tremendous. And the views that you get, and and how it is so widespread. And if you tell people to share it, they share it. If you tell them to like it, they like it. If you ask them a question, people ask, they answer your question. So Facebook Live videos have been tremendous in getting more visibility for my business and bringing in new clients.
Yeah. And here's the thing with Facebook Live. I 100% agree with you. Facebook Live is so important. And people might think like, they've waited too long. They should have already been doing it. It's too late. Trust me, it's not too late. It is still on the very, very beginning stages of it. You've got to get out there and do live video. It is just good. It's popping up everywhere. You know, it started with Periscope, Facebook Live. YouTube is coming out with their own live version. Google's doing some things. It's just, you're going to see it everywhere. So start practicing, because that's the only way you feel comfortable, is you got to just get out there and just get started.
And you know what? And what I learned is the more that you're yourself, the more the audience likes it, So My future husband and I do a show called the X Factor Show every Monday, and I can tell you, we mess up. One person is trying to talk over the other person,
right.
But they literally love it. So when we go out into the public, that's the first thing people say, oh, I see your show, or I right. missed your show, make sure I see the replay. So Facebook Live has been very beneficial to both of us.
Right. And they want to see that you're a real person. You know, they like the non-edited version of these videos because before they were very polished. You know, right. You're reading from a teleprompter. You know, there's just so many ways to kind of cheat the system. And with Facebook Live, it's just you and me and we're talking, you know, right. it's we're just going, and anything, the ums, the ahs, those aren't, you know, they're not taken out. It's just, it's live. It's real. It's you.
Right.
So people love that authenticity for sure.
Yes. I love it.
Great. So let's talk about, is your business running you? And I want to kind of address the work-life balance topic. So tell me your thoughts on work-life balance. Define it for me. What does it mean to you? And I always ask people, you know, this controversial question of, does it exist? Do you have it? Kind of fill us in.
Yeah, I do believe that there is a work-life balance. But here's my philosophy, and it's really simple. It's a balance when you do only the things that you want to do and you enjoy doing. And when you start doing things that you do not do like to do, it becomes very imbalanced. And so I'm a big component of, if I don't like it, I don't do it. I really don't. Or I hire out and you have someone else do the things that I don't like. If it's not bringing me any money or bringing me more visibility, I cut it out, especially if I don't like it. So I don't, you know, at first when I started going into business and, you know, doing business, I felt really guilty for not doing certain things because people are like, oh, you have to do this, and you have to do that. And I'm like, I don't like that. And it stresses me out. And then I can't fit it in the time span of my life. It doesn't fit. It's not fun. I hate to say it, but it's just not fun. So I think, you know, you can have balance as long as you're doing the things that brings you joy, that you like doing. And it's just, you know, it's going to really help your business.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and as an entrepreneur, one of the perks is we don't have to do things we don't want to do.
Right.
You know, we get to get that off our plate, or we get to delegate it. So yeah, I agree with you. And I think when you really, truly just love what you're doing, and you're picking the things that you want to do every single day, it doesn't feel like work. So it's
right.
pretty incredible that we get to do that.
Yes. Love it.
So let's talk a little bit about employees or delegating, outsourcing, things like that. I would love to know from you the kind of what we just talked about. What is something that you absolutely knew you had to get off your plate? Or maybe it's something still on there, but you got to get it off. You need to delegate it or outsource it. So something that you maybe struggled with, or something that you just knew right away you had to get it off your plate.
Well, that's a good one, because that goes back to that work-life balance thing that I only do the things that I like to do. And so I had to delegate two things for my personal life and in my professional business life. My personal life, I hired a person to clean the house. Every 2 weeks, someone comes and takes care of the house. I don't have to worry about that. And that really relieved a lot of pressure and stress for me. Initially, I felt really guilty about that. Okay. One, because it's only two of us who live in this house, and we shouldn't mess up, and I should be able to clean up and do all the other stuff. But that was just something I didn't like to do. So I was willing to hire that out and have someone clean up. And then my business life, I love social media, but you know, social media can be a time suck. So I outsource my social media updates. I allow someone to do that for me. I still do the Facebook Live, of course, and I still
right.
go into my Facebook groups and interact like that. But most of the updates have been scheduled, and the graphics are created by my virtual assistant.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I think most people are doing that, especially when they're busy, they've got a business, they're running around like crazy. I don't think people expect us to be sitting there at 9:03 in the morning posting a post. You know,
right.
they know we've got it scheduled, but they do expect us to do those Facebook Lives. It's got to be us. It's got to be us commenting in the Facebook group. So yes, I do agree. I think if you have people comment, I guess, for you in your Facebook groups, I like to have people that you know are on my team, that you know that they're commenting, but it's not me pretending. You know, I want you to know when you see my name, it's really me. It's really me going in there and posting and giving you that feedback.
Right. And, you know, and people who are in the groups, they can really tell if it's you or not. You know, just by the way you respond, they know that.
Yeah, you can feel it. Absolutely. So before we go, I just have a couple, these can be quick answers, but just a couple questions that I would love to kind of hear from you, what I call the ultimate guide of our business rescue roadmap. So what do you enjoy most about being an entrepreneur?
The freedom to go and do, the time that you can just move things around. My fiance, or when I say my husband, because Sunday I will be getting married. So,
congratulations.
Yes, so when this airs, I will be Miss Jones. But okay. Is that we get up and we can go eat lunch, you know, breakfast anytime, you know, but he's an entrepreneur too. So the freedom that we don't have to be on someone else's time, or someone saying that you have to be here at this time and you have to work this long, or you know, you can't leave. I mean, it's just crazy. So I really, really enjoy the freedom.
Great. Well, and I love that you are both entrepreneurs, that you both get to live on that same schedule, because not all of us have that, you know, that leisure. My husband does have he doesn't have a 9-to-5, but he does have a job. And, you know, just because I have off during the day or I can do this, he might not be able to. So it is, there are some complications when it comes to scheduling. So that's pretty cool that you both get to do that. What do you find the most challenging part of being an entrepreneur is?
I'm going to say this, and it's because I'm a creative person. It's focus and being consistent. You know, I have that shiny object syndrome. And so when I like something, I go right to it. And so sometimes I get, you know, I get distracted. And so I put things in place to help me not get so distracted, but that's one of the challenges for me as an entrepreneur, and not always having consistent income. One month I can be doing really well, and then the next month I can be like, you did okay, but you could have did a lot better.
Yeah, and it is that constant struggle too. Are we ever good enough? Are we ever reaching those goals? You know, there's a time where you're going, oh, if I could just sell $1,000 worth of this, or, oh, just $5,000. Oh, you know what? $6,000. It's like, it's just this never ending. The goal just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So yes, I struggle with that. Absolutely.
And I would say also comparing yourself to other people. That is a big struggle. And sometimes, and this is what I do when I feel myself doing that, I immediately either hide the person's post so I don't see them anymore.
Yeah.
And then, you know, because then they're out of sight, out of mind. I don't even think about it.
Well, and there's always going to be somebody who's bigger than you, better than you, you know, been in it longer than you. So it is so, it's such a hard place to not compare, but at the same time, you shouldn't be. What is one go-to online tool that you use every day to help either save your business or rescue your life?
I got two.
Okay, great.
Evernote is my all-time favorite online tool, desktop tool. I use it all the time for everything. Okay. I have my passwords in there. I write notes. I draw and sketch. Evernote has been a lifesaver for me.
Okay,
and then
great.
Number two is Dropbox.
Okay. Yes.
Dropbox sometimes I might do a graphic and I can just send it, put it in my Dropbox, and my virtual assistant can pick it up. I mean, it's just, and it's from my phone. So I don't have to be in front of a computer, and I can be waiting, you know, or at a restaurant, and the creative spirit hits me. So I do this quick little graphic. I send it to her and she gets a notification. I mean, it's just the best thing ever.
Yeah, it is. And I'm not sure if you ever use the feature, the website ifttt.com.
Yes, love it.
Yeah. So using that with Dropbox, it's just, you're automating it. It's really pretty amazing what you can do with tools like that.
Yeah.
Great. So before we go, one solid piece of advice that you'd give to an entrepreneur looking to level up their business.
Well, one, I would say, don't give up. Just keep pushing. And whatever you, whatever worked or whatever was successful for you the first time, just repeat it. And repeat it. So do the same task. So basically what I'm saying, if you sold a course and you got 5 people in that course, maybe your goal was 10, but you got 5 people in there. Next month, do the same exact thing that you did and then continue. Because success, when you repeat it, you can, I mean, it is inevitable that you will get more success.
Yeah. And I think that's just, you know, just get out there, do something. Like you said, you might not hit your goal, but at least you did something so you can kind of see what's working, what's not working. Right. So great advice.
And repeat it. Don't say, oh, that wasn't good enough. Repeat what you did and, you know, tweak it as you go.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think too, we didn't hit the results that we thought we were going to. So I'll try something different instead of going back there and repeating it. So yeah, absolutely. It's so funny because, you know, it's so common to do webinars or, you know, you've got this video series, but then, like you said, it doesn't work. You don't get those results. So you think, oh, I'll try something new. But if you could just go back and tweak something and repeat it again and get better and better, you know, that's what's going to help your business thrive.
Right.
Great. Well, Elise, before we go, where can we get more information on you, find more about products, programs, social media, anything you want to share here?
Yeah, well, you can find all the information about me on my website, which is elisemichelle.com, and that's Michelle with two L's. And also, I love when we have awesome entrepreneurs join the Superstar Circle. It's a private Facebook group where there are entrepreneurs that are kicking butt, literally kicking butt. They're so active in that group. So the Superstar Circle is a great place to find me and other people like me, and also on my website, elisemichelle.com.
Perfect. And we'll put all of those links in the show notes for everybody. Definitely check out the Facebook group. Love Facebook groups. Such a great way to communicate, engage with your audience. So Elise, thank you so much for being here today. I appreciate your time, and we will talk to you soon.
Awesome. Thank you.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of Business Rescue Roadmap. Be sure to visit stacytushel.com for more free content, videos, and online courses like the Get Focused Academy that helps you let go of distractions and take the action necessary to achieve your dreams. We look forward to helping you save your business and rescue your life here on the Business Rescue Roadmap.